ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden back on the campaign trail in North Carolina on Friday, acknowledging his rough performance at Thursday's debate, but vowing to fight on. Some voters at that rally, like David Tellum, say that they're more anxious than ever about the election.
Biden was not strong. I suspect that they overtrained him.
Biden back at Camp David today. Hundreds of people attended a vigil overnight for a 13-year-old boy killed in a police shooting in upstate New York. Police say he was pointing a replica handgun at an officer. Before a cabinet meeting this morning, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu weighed in on the ceasefire talks, saying that Israel will not end the war until we achieve our goals, his words, and says the return of all abductees is important, saying that Israel was committed to fighting until Hamas is, quote, defeated. In the Caribbean, Hurricane Beryl has undergone rapid intensification, has now become the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record, the first ever for the month of June. This is ABC News. Florida's ban on lab-grown meat is set to go into effect this week. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Ahead of a July 1st ban on the production and sale of lab-grown meat in Florida, California-based producer Upside Foods hosting a last hurrah tasting party in Miami. Nadal Baraki was there.
Like, if you tell me it's cultivated chicken or real chicken, I wouldn't tell the difference.
The meat is grown from cells of a living animal, a fertilized egg, or a storage bank, and then cultivated. Florida has banned this sale, as lawmakers say they want to protect the state's agricultural industry. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
State Farm Insurance this week requested one of their biggest rate increases ever in the state of California, leaving thousands of homeowners concerned about their home insurance. The company, which is the largest residential homeowners insurer in the state, insuring one in five homes, is asking for an additional 30% rate increase next year on the heels of a recent rate hike of almost 20%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is currently sunny and 67 degrees at 12:03. Look for plenty of sunshine today. It'll be tranquil and a bit cool for summer with a high of 73. Mainly clear and chilly tonight with a low of 49. And tomorrow, clouds gradually increase with a high of 75. Currently, our winds are out of the southwest at around 3 miles per hour. And once again, it is a sunny 67 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Today is Sunday, June 30th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thied. 11 people were injured when an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field in Milwaukee following the Brewers' loss to the Chicago Cubs. The issue occurred yesterday. Brewers spokesperson Tyler Barnes says 6 people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries and 5 others were treated at the ballpark. The escalator's malfunction resulted in an increased downward speed. Other details were not immediately available. Following multiple reports of people harvesting cicadas at Bigfoot Beach State Park in Walworth County, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that state law prohibits the capture and removal of animals, including insects, from state park properties. There are exceptions for hunting and fishing activities that are otherwise authorized by law, but these exceptions do not provide for the collection and removal of cicadas. DNR park staff and wardens have been instructed to make efforts to first educate the public on cicadas in state parks, and wardens may take enforcement action in response to violations. If you are aware of any other state park locations in Wisconsin, please report them to the DNR's violation hotline online or by calling or texting 1-800-847-9367. Fireworks, barbecues, and parties are often commemorate Independence Day. During these 4th of July celebrations, Ready Wisconsin urges everyone to prioritize safety and responsibility. In 2023, there were 126 emergency room visits in Wisconsin for fireworks-related injuries, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. A quarter of those injured were children less than 18 years old. Children should never handle fireworks and should be closely supervised when they are in use. Even novelties like sparklers can burn at roughly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit and easily ignite clothing and cause severe burns. The easiest and best way to stay safe is to watch community fireworks shows run by professionals. However, if you choose to set off your own fireworks, Ready Wisconsin asks people to remember to obey local laws and permitting requirements for the use of fireworks. Always use fireworks outside and have a bucket of water or a hose nearby. For ground-based fireworks, be at least 35 feet away. Sometimes fireworks don't go off, but duds always pose a risk. Never try to relight or approach a failed firework. Let duds sit for 5 to 10 minutes before you put them in a bucket of water. Fireworks can be extremely stressful for pets. Keep them indoors. Close the curtains or blinds and turn on the TV or radio to provide a distraction. Only light one firework at a time. Lighting multiple fireworks at the same time increases the risk of accidents occurring from the fuse burning faster than designed. Consider safer alternatives to fireworks such as party poppers, bubbles, silly string, or glow sticks. Utility scams happen any time of year, but will typically pop up during extreme cold or heat events when many people are more likely to need their heat or air conditioning. Scammers may impersonate water, electric, and gas company representatives, threatening residents and business owners with the deactivation of service if they don't pay up immediately. Utility company imposters will typically contact customers with a phone call, text, or a knock on the door, claiming to be a representative from the local water, electric, or gas company. In the most common scenario, they will claim payment is overdue and the utility will shut off within the hour if the bill is not paid immediately. Tips to spot this scam include: if a caller specifically asks for payment by prepaid debit card, gift card, a digital wallet app, or wire transfer, this is a huge warning sign, or pressure to pay immediately. Protect yourself against the scam by calling customer service. If you feel pressured for immediate action by an unknown caller, hang up the phone and call the customer service number listed on your actual utility bill. If the scammer provided you with a utility bill, it could be fake, so be sure to go back to a previous real utility bill and confirm that the phone number you will be calling is correct. This will ensure you are speaking to a real representative from your utility company. Never allow anyone in your home unless you have scheduled an appointment or reported a problem. The 2024 Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair continues today on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. The juried fair draws thousands of art lovers and buyers each year. All artists are exhibiting works of original concept, design, and execution in a variety of categories. Food and refreshments are also available for purchase from local clubs and organizations. Music entertainment today is provided by Jambidextrous from 12:30 to 3:30. All performances take place in the Post House Garden located next to the Gard Theater on Jefferson Street. The 2024 Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair runs from now until 4 today. WRCO News Time is 12:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Currently, it's sunny and 67 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The first judge elected in Richland County dating back to the 1850s. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, Chapter 9, it's titled The Bar of Richland County. J.W. Coffinberry came to Richland County in 1849 from Michigan and settled with his family in Richland City. He was elected the first county judge of the county, but then resigned in 1852. During 1852 and 53, he kept a hotel and a real estate office in Richland City, and was quite a prominent man in public affairs. In 1856, he had his name changed by the Board of Supervisors from what was J.W. Coffinberry to Seabree. That's a capital C with a capital B and an R and an E. Seabree. It was a mystery as to why he took this step. The only reason offered to the board was that the change sounded like Coffinberry and was simmered down, so really nothing more than Seabree was needed. He remained in the county until before the Civil War broke out, when he moved to Kansas. He and his wife had been separated. His sons, having got into the stock business pretty extensively, now live with them. Mr. Coffinberry, or perhaps it would be proper to say Mr. Bree, did not engage in active law practice when he first came to the county. But after resigning from his office of county judge and having his name changed, he devoted a good deal of time, if not all of it, to the law profession. He was a man of good deal more than an ordinary education for those days, and a man of such ability. He was affable, pleasant in manner, and held the respect of the early settlers. Of notable interest, there is a Coffinberry Road just east of Gotham as you travel around the corner turning to the south of Highway 14. Listen next week, as July is Beef Month, for the history of Richland County covering J.W. Martin, honored by the Chicago Saddle and Sirloin Club.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News Time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday, 8 to 4, closed holidays.
Today is Sunday, June 30th. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died June 3rd after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held today at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW from now until 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. John Hale is survived by his wife of 55 years, Nancy, 4 children, Carrie and Michael Credico of Las Vegas, Don and David McGinnis Hale of Oregon, Sam Rosenberg of Plain, and Frankie Rosenberg of Madison, 7 grandchildren, 1 sister, Nancy Wilcher, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, 1 brother, Paul and Carolyn Hale of Shelbyville, Indiana, mother-in-law, Dorothy Bowell of Lone Rock, sister-in-law, Susan and Dwayne Taves of Tomahawk, many nieces, nephews, and many other relatives and friends.
John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died June 20th at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center tomorrow from 4 until 7 with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Muller is survived by two sons, Casey Muller and Jeremy Muller, both of Richland Center, three brothers, Pat and Patty Kraska, Mick Kraska, and John and Marie Kraska, all of Richland Center. Mother-in-law, Bernadine Muller of Richland Center, brothers and sisters-in-law, Connie and George Zayaja of Plymouth, Patrick Muller of Richland Center, Dennis and Deborah Muller of Lone Rock, Karen and Leo Manning, Mary Jo and Paul Salisbury, Joseph and Debbie Muller, Timothy Muller, John and Brenda Muller, Robert Muller, and Maureen and Roy Dahl, all of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home. No formal services will be held. A private family burial will be held in the St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dennis Dvorak is survived by his brother, David Dvorak, five sisters, Donna Vodak, Deborah Laufenberg, Jane Dvorak, Patricia Duran, and Susan Dvorak, and many nieces and nephews. Dennis R. Dvorak, 75, of Richland Center.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open: public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it certainly is a beautiful, crisp-type summer day. You don't get this too often here at the end of June or early July. Temperatures running about 10 degrees below normal with low dew points in the 40s. Now, this will be changing gradually over the next couple of days as south winds return by later tomorrow into Tuesday, ushering in more humid air. We are anticipating some showers and thunderstorms to sweep across Wisconsin Monday night into Tuesday with the next weather system. Now, there could be some pockets of heavy rain, like a couple inches. We'll certainly have to keep a close eye on things, given the high river levels and ongoing flooding in spots. Otherwise, temperatures will nudge up just a bit as the week goes on, getting back to more seasonal levels as we approach the 4th of July holiday, but staying rather settled with yet another front coming through the area as we get into late on Thursday for the 4th, into Friday as well. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Bright sunshine, maybe a few puffy clouds here and there. The high temperature about 73, north wind up to 10. Mainly clear and cool tonight. You'll need a coat or sweatshirt as temperatures fall back to 49. Tomorrow clouds gradually increasing, high in the mid-70s. Monday night breezy with showers and a few thunderstorms likely, low at 59 degrees. Tuesday mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and storms likely, high 77. Wednesday a small chance of showers early in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and warm, low in the mid-60s with a high of 83. 4th of July, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely late in the day, low at 61, high near 84. Friday mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms at times, high near 77. And next Saturday, looking partly sunny and nice with a high near 80 degrees. Enjoy that sunshine the rest of today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 67 degrees. That's after a daytime high. That's after a daytime high, or morning, or I should say a morning low of 53 degrees. And record high set back in 1931 is 99 degrees, with a record low of 41 set back in 1943. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 62. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:46, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.31, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center, and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
And there's plenty of home talent league baseball action going on today. First of all, Muscadet will be at Hollandale to play a doubleheader. It'll be Belleville at Schulzberg-Benton, and Wyota will be at Verona. And with a win, and one of the following things have happened, Arena loss or a Schulzberg-Benton loss. Also, a Pine Bluff-Mont Horeb is at Argyle, and Arena is at Ridgeway. Also going on today, it's Wisconsin Dells at Sauk Prairie. That's going to be a doubleheader game as well. Ashton at Cross Plains, Mazamani at Middleton, and Reedsburg at Wanakee. Ian Happ hit a two-run homer in the eighth inning, and the Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 5-3 yesterday, ending the Brewers' winning streak at five games. After the game, 11 people were injured at the stadium when an escalator malfunctioned. The Brewers said six people were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, and five others were treated at the ballpark. In the eighth, Joel Piamps came in and walked Siaya Suzuki to open the inning. Happ then sent a 1-0 pitch, 394 feet, to right center for his 11th home run of the season. And the Brewers will be taking on the Cubs today to see if they can take that series from them. And first pitch will be at 1:10 from AmFam Field. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. That's coming up shortly at 12:35 with the pregame. Other games that are going to be played today include the Pirates at the Braves, the Padres at the Red Sox, the Phillies will be hosting the Marlins. It will be the Yankees at the Blue Jays, the Astros at the Mets, the Nationals at the Rays, the Royals are hosting the Guardians, the White Sox are hosting the Rockies, also the Cardinals are hosting the Reds, the Dodgers will be at the Giants, the Tigers will be at the Angels, the Diamondbacks will be hosting the Athletics, and the Mariners are hosting the Twins, and in Sunday Night Baseball, it is the Rangers at the Orioles. LeBron James is not opting into what would have been a $51.4 million contract for this coming season and will instead seek a new deal with the Los Angeles Lakers, according to a person with knowledge of the decision. The person spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity yesterday because neither James nor the Lakers revealed the decision publicly. The move is among those coming in just ahead of the NBA's free agency period, which formally opens at 5 p.m. today, though at least $1.2 billion in contracts have been agreed upon because of new rules that allowed teams to speak with their own players earlier than usual. The Detroit Pistons have agreed to a four-year contract with coach J.B. Bickerstaff with a team option for a fifth season. According to a person familiar with the situation, the person spoke to the Associated Press on conditions of anonymity today because the agreement has not been announced. The Cleveland Cavaliers fired Bickerstaff in May after they lost to Boston in the Eastern Conference semifinals, despite them winning 99 games over 2 years. The Pistons fired coach Monty Williams one season into a six-year, $78.5 million contract after they had the NBA's worst record for a second straight year. The parade last June to honor the NBA champion Denver Nuggets was a day the city and 750,000 fans won't soon forget. It was also a life-changing moment for Police Sergeant Justin Dodge, the SWAT team supervisor who was providing security along the parade route when the fire truck carrying Jamal Murray, Nikolai Jokic, and the NBA trophy ran over his left ankle. Dodge was rushed to the hospital, though the crowded streets were holding on to the side of the all-terrain vehicle. His life was saved, but doctors couldn't save his leg, which was amputated inches below the knee. He is steadily recovering and recently returned to work. Dodge now makes his mission to inspire others. The Tampa Bay Lightning got a head start on the free agency by acquiring the rights to high-scorer winger Jake Guentzel. The Lightning sent a 2025 third-round draft pick to Carolina today. The move allows the Lightning to sign Guentzel before he hits the open market on Monday. Guentzel is coming off scoring 30 goals with this past season for the Hurricanes and Pittsburgh Penguins. Tampa Bay cleared more than $11 million in salary cap space yesterday by trading away Mikhail Sergachev and Tanner Jeannot. And general manager Julien Brisebois says there were many ways he could use the space, but he was not planning to re-sign Steven Stamkos. Alex Pereira delivered a vicious left kick to Dre Prokic's head and then pounded the top-ranked challenger to retain his light heavyweight championship at 13 seconds into the second round in the UFC 303. Pereira now has beaten Prokic twice since November to end any doubts about who reigns at that weight class. Pereira is 11-2, and the bout was a rematch from November 11th at New York's Madison Square Garden. NHRA drag racing great John Force suffered a traumatic brain injury in a fiery 300-mile-per-hour crash in Virginia a week ago, but is showing daily signs of improvement in a neurological intensive care unit, according to his team. John Force Racing says the 75-year-old Force initially couldn't follow commands to open his eyes, squeeze the hands of care providers, or move his extremities following the crash. After 5 days of heavy sedation, he began to gain momentum, including being able to respond to commands such as giving a thumbs up and to recognize family members, calling them by name and saying, "I love you." The team's statement says he still faces a long road ahead in his recovery. Longtime ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale said on social media he has been diagnosed with cancer for a fourth time. Vitale announced on Friday that a biopsy of a lymph node in his neck showed cancer. He is scheduled to have surgery on Tuesday. The 85-year-old Vitale has previously been treated for melanoma and lymphoma. He also has 6 weeks of radiation treatments last year when tests revealed he had vocal cord cancer. And Orlando Cepeda, the slugging first baseman nicknamed Baby Bull, who became a Hall of Famer among early Puerto Ricans to star in the major leagues, has died. He was 86. The San Francisco Giants and his family announced his death Friday night, and a moment of silence was held on the scoreboard at Oracle Park midway through the game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Cepeda was a 7-time All-Star who played in 3 World Series. One of the first Puerto Rican stars in the majors, but limited by knee issues, he became Boston's first designated hitter. He credited his time as a DH for getting him enshrined into the Hall of Fame in 1999, as selected by the Veterans Committee. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters helps make it happen.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Was it chemical, physical, what was the deal?
Montgomery with All Summer Long on Country and Community. Before that, we heard from Reba with We're So Good Together, and our time is 12:45, and you were planning on going to the concert that I'm going to be talking about here, and you may not know about it yet. Well, you'll probably have to change your plans, because the artist scheduled to perform at the Richland Concert Association's performance today has canceled, so there will be no concert today. Also, a reminder that the Arts and Crafts Fair, the annual Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair, that is going on until 4 o'clock today. Be sure to stop down in Spring Green and see this juried fair, which has over 150 artists, browse displays in the jewelry, pottery, photography, graphics, crafts, sculpture, wood, fiber, painting, and glass categories. Food booths run by local organizations will be throughout the fair, and entertainment will be in the shed patio all weekend. And also going on right now is the AD German Warehouse Public Tours, and the next tour is coming up at 1 o'clock, and then the last tour today will be at 2. Cost of a tour is $20 per person, and the tour season will run through Sunday, October 6th. And the Aki School Museum is open each Sunday afternoon through September, and that tour is coming up at 1 o'clock today, and it'll be going on until 4.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend, why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors, and up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/Trump Monitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
100.9 WRCO. I feel like the flowers in this vase. He just brought them home one day. Ain't they beautiful, he said. They've been here in the kitchen and the water's turning gray. They're sitting in the vase, but now they're dead, dead flowers. I feel like this long string of lights. They lit up our whole house on Christmas Day. Burned out and spilled
I've been through. And maybe my heart breaks to be unbroken by you. I make mistakes to be forgiven. I hurt to be healed. I get turned around and lost, so someone finds me. Just before the wind blows and my spirit swept away, oh, there has to be a reason for all that I've been through. And maybe my heart breaks to be unbroken by you. Here you are at the perfect time, on your own road that crosses mine. When I look back, I see that it all had a reason and rhyme. Oh.
Stuff. I was feeling something wasn't right. There was not another soul inside.
Cause I could